One of the most breathtaking experiences in my life was flying over the Italian Alps. In 2013, my 17-year-old niece Devera was studying at the Chabad Seminary in Milan, Italy, and Alan was kind enough to let me go visit her. Devera met me at the Malpensa airport and we drove 230 miles to Florence. The springtime scenery along the way was incredibly picturesque. Upon arrival, we headed straight for the terrace of the Piazzale Michelangelo, where we enjoyed panoramic views of the city and the surrounding hills. We visited the iconic Duomo with Brunelleschi's dome and its green and white marble facade. At the Uffizi Galleries, we sighed at the perfection of Botticelli's masterpieces, Primavera, and The Birth of Venus. We gasped at the perfection of Michelangelo's magnificent David at the Accademia dell'Arte. We walked across the Ponte Vecchio, a medieval bridge crowded with jewelry shops on the Arno River. At the Great Synagogue, we celebrated a Shabbat chatten and a special Kiddush meal in the lush garden. This 19th-century masterpiece was built as a symbol of Jewish emancipation and is renowned for its Moorish Revival architecture, with a distinctive green copper dome and a facade of pink and white stone. Upon our return to Milan, we were joined by my cousin Sarah, a children's book author on Instagram at Sarah Sassoon Writer, and her one-year-old son Raphael. We ate glorious meals of potato gnocchi and fresh pasta, grilled fish, smoked salmon and fresh Italian bread. We drank lots of cioccolata called a con pane, a wonderful thick, rich, creamy hot chocolate. We visited the Milano Duomo and the Brera, the ancient Roman part of town that is now an upscale shopping area. We drove to the medieval city of Verona and we visited the Swiss city of Lugano on the stunning Lake Como. When it was time to return home, I drove by myself to the airport. In search of a gas station, I exited the highway. It was eerie to drive on the empty roads through early morning fog. Surrounded by thickets of trees and the occasional farmhouse, I was haunted by thoughts of Primo Levi and his time as a partisan in the northern Italian countryside during the Second World War. I made it to the airport and I boarded my Lufthansa flight to Dusseldorf. As we flew over the snow-capped Alps, it felt as though they were close enough to touch. The incredible grandeur of the rugged mountains and crystal blue lakes was mesmerizing. Perhaps it was the incredible scenery that has made the plain food, a simple breakfast of Bircher muesli, stick out in my mind. I can still remember the wonderful combination of rolled oats, fresh apple, dried fruits, and tart yogurt. Every Passover since then, I prepare a truly delicious gluten-free granola. I use lots of nuts and seeds, pistachios, walnuts, almonds, and pumpkin seeds, and dried fruits, apricots, dates, and cranberries. I use almond flour and coconut and I bind it with egg whites, maple syrup, honey and a little Ceylon. I throw in a little cinnamon and vanilla for added flavor. Of course, you can adapt the recipe by using your favorite nuts and dried fruits. Add a dollop of creamy yogurt and fresh berries for a wonderful, healthy, fiber-filled Passover and, all year round, treat. Scenery not included, Sharon, dried fruit and nut granola. 2 cups coconut, 1 cup almond flour, 1 cup pistachios, chopped, 1 cup walnuts, chopped, 1/2 cup almonds, chopped, 1/2 cup pecans, chopped, 1 cup apricots, chopped, 1 cup dates, chopped, 1 cup cranberries, 4 tablespoons maple syrup, 2 tablespoons honey, 2 tablespoons Ceylon, 3 tablespoons vegetable oil, 3 egg whites. 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Place the coconut, almond flour, pistachios, walnuts, almonds, pecans, apricots, dates and cranberries on a parchment-lined baking tray and mix well. Drizzle in the maple syrup, honey, Ceylon, oil, eggs, vanilla, and cinnamon, then toss well to coat. Bake for 13 to 15 minutes, until golden brown. Let cool completely. Store in an airtight container. Sharon Gompertz and Rachel Emquis Chef have been friends since high school. The Sephardic Spice Girls Project has grown from their collaboration on events for the Sephardic Educational Center in Jerusalem. Follow them on Instagram at Sephardic Spice Girls and on Facebook at Sephardic Spice SEC Food. Website sephardicspicegirls.com/full-recipes.